day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Are you struggling with disappointment? Have your hopes and dreams been shattered? Is the life you are now living far different from the life you'd hoped and planned to live? If so, this broadcast will bless you, so keep on listening. Today, we're going to talk about how to deal with disappointment. One doesn't have to live too long before encountering disappointment. Even children at a very young age experience this unpleasant emotion and must learn to come to terms with it. What exactly is disappointment, and how should we handle it? In his 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster defines disappointment as, quote, defeat or failure of expectation, hope, wish, desire, or intention, miscarriage of design or plan, unquote. We see from this definition that disappointment involves expectations. It involves plans that have not come to fruition and hopes that have not been fulfilled. Bottom line, disappointment is not getting what we'd hoped we would get. So what should we do when we experience disappointment? How can we deal with this emotion which, if left unchecked, could keep us from living a fruitful life? Here are some insights from God's holy word. Number one, give your disappointments to God. Whenever we experience disappointment, our first step should be to turn to God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, God says this, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. This means that God is with us even in the midst of our worst disappointment. He is with us when life crumbles around us, when relationships fall apart, when dreams turn to despair. He wants to comfort us in the midst of our disappointments and to help us learn from them. Number two, realize that disappointments can build your character. It's all up to you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 3, we read this. We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. By the time I'd reached the age of 20, I had experienced many serious disappointments in life. I remember standing in front of the mirror one morning on the edge of despair. By God's grace, as I stared at my reflection in the mirror, I suddenly realized that I had a choice. I could let my disappointments destroy me, or I could let them strengthen me. Squaring my shoulders, I took a deep breath, and looking myself in the eye, I said aloud, "Girl, your past can either make you or break you. What's it going to be?" Without hesitation, I replied, "My past is going to make me." And you know what? That decision I made over 50 years ago now has proven to be one of the best decisions of my life. Because of that choice, my life has been fulfilling and productive because of the grace of God in helping me make the right choice. You can make the right choice too. Number three, balance your expectations with reality. Some people are afraid of disappointment and therefore refuse to expect anything of life. They refuse to set goals. They refuse to pursue dreams, all because they are afraid of being disappointed. Others, on the other hand, set unrealistic goals that are outside of the realm of possibility. For example, they may set a goal to lose 20 pounds in 2 days, or they may set a goal to earn a college degree in 6 months to a year. When they fail to achieve their goals, they become embittered or angry or depressed. Neither of the above scenarios is a healthful one. Both are unbalanced and both lead to disappointment. Number four, trust that disappointments are a blessing in disguise. As I look back over my own life, I realize that in many cases, what I wanted was not what I needed. In His mercy, God gave me what I needed, and I am so very thankful to Him. Bottom line, the way to handle disappointment is to see life through God's lens. In other words, dealing with disappointment involves looking at life from an eternal perspective. This life is not all there is. In fact, this life is a preparation for the next life, the life after death, the eternal life. What we understand about the life after death will greatly affect how we handle disappointments in this life. When we realize that our journey on this earth is only temporary, we will take disappointments in stride. But the only way we can do this is by acknowledging that there is a God and that He is in control. God has a plan for your life and mine. When we submit our plans to God's plans for us, disappointments will no longer cause us anguish. But the only way to submit our plans to God's plans is by accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. If you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, I invite you to do so now. Just pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose from the dead. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus, I invite you to visit my website at mariandiorio.com. That's mariannandiorio.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Marianne Diorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.